It's here and now. Clashes between Syrian forces and opposition fighters in the town of Zabadani overnight left more than a dozen rebels dead, according to activists. Zabadani is the last opposition stronghold in that part of the country, and the fighting there is part of a larger struggle for control of the area, which is near the border with Lebanon. That country, Lebanon, is now home to more than a million of the 2.5 million people who have fled Syria because of all the fighting. To the south in Jordan, 600,000 Syrians have sought shelter. And this week, Jordan opened up a huge new camp for refugees who continue to flow in from Syria. The BBC's Yolande Nell visited Camp Azraq and has this report.
There are a few workers putting up corrugated iron walls for these new shelters in Al Azraq camp, and we've just seen the first Syrian refugees arriving here. But at the moment, the site still looks like a ghost town with row upon row of empty white cabins stretching into the desert. Construction began months ago, and the authorities and aid agencies have learnt many lessons from their troubled experiences at Jordan's Za'atari camp. Bernadette Castell is from the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR.
The camp has been built based on lessons learned in Za'atari and in other refugee camps around the world. When refugees arrive, they will find clinic, community police post. They will have access to school and all services as close as possible from their dwelling.
Inside this warehouse, refugees are given basic items like mattresses, gas stoves and solar-powered lanterns. They get food rations and then can buy more supplies at a central supermarket using UN food vouchers. A shelter like this one can then accommodate a maximum of five people. There's a high ceiling inside that helps with ventilation. It actually feels fairly cool in here. Initially, there'll be space for up to 51,000 refugees here at Al Azraq camp. But with no end in sight to the conflict next door in Syria, there are plans to expand it for up to 130,000 people.
That's the BBC's Yolande Nell in Jordan.